It's next time. Sorry again, this comes out a bit late. It's been happening quite a bit. But I have been a bit busy. Because the school year ended for us Australians, which, you know, I think I mentioned this in the last episode. I feel like that makes sense. End of the year, school year ends. Having summer in the end slash start of the year has its benefits. But yeah, also I've been like going out these past few days with my friends. Just the first few days into the holidays. And one of the times I went out was to go do a D&D session with some of my friends. So we started a campaign. That's what I'm going to be doing today. We're going to be reading out my character. Yeah. So we have already had a session, as I mentioned. We had that yesterday, which I will relay at the end of this because, you know, I'd like to talk about my character first. So my character's name is Elsie Malos, she's an elf and a bard. So yeah, her race is an elf, class is a bard. And their English family name for, like, the translation for Malos, because that's actually an Elvish word, is Goldenflower. Because I was looking for the example in, like, the D&D Player's Handbook thing that my friend has, who was the DM for us. Yeah, and I looked through, like, the examples for Elven family names, and I noticed that a lot of them sounded like warrior cat names. So, I was like, Goldenflower, that's a warrior cat, and she's pretty cool. And also, I feel like Goldenflower, fits my character pretty well, as you'll see, because golden and flower kind of relates to her physical appearance. But yeah, I just looked up what Goldenflower meant in Elvish, and it was Malos. So yeah. Elsie uses she, they, and the neopronoun star, and is a demigirl. Elsie is a sun elf, which is a subcategory of high elves. Most others of her kind are quite pretentious, but she's chill with, friends. But will be all, do you know who I'm talking to if people are rude to them? Star's a bit of an outcast in amongst elves, because most sun elves, their skin is like really bronze, but Elsie's is like tan, you know, it's not very bronze. Also, they're pretty chill, you know, as I said, not pretentious like other sun elves. They're like really short, and a big gal, you know, elves are usually skinny. Star appears 20, but is actually, somewhere between like 110 to 175 years old. Also, I just wrote on the character sheet, theme song, : daycare theme from FNAF. Because I was playing it at the D&D session as, like, a joke. Because our DM put on, like, atmospheric D&D background music. And I was like, hey, this is some better background music than just kind of playing the daycare theme from FNAF. And I thought that fit Elsie pretty well, like her personality. It's getting a bit dark out here, so I can't read it very well. Also, I spilt water on my character sheet, but I think that kind of just enhances the kind of rustic, ancient look, you know? Personality traits, bubbly and cheerful, friendly, good tension diffuser, loves gossip, knows a story relevant to every situation, hopeless romantic. Ideals, creativity, and beauty, bonds, Bailey, which is, another character that one of my friends plays, who is also, also a bard. And, bonds with their lute, which is like a kind of D&D themed guitar thing. Flaws, a bit too trusting, sucker for a pretty face, that was just directly from the D&D handbook for suggestions. Childish, despite being very old, loves adventuring, but gets lost easy. Alignment is chaotic good, background is entertainer. And then, all the other stuff. Strength. Oh my god, she's so weak. It's actually terrible. Because I rolled a 4 for strength. And then with the modifier's -3. So it's 1. dexterity is 13 plus 1, because bards are, very dexterous. That's not the word. They have good dexterity. And also, Riz points. Charisma. We call it Riz points. Charisma is also a 13 with a modifier plus 1. Constitution is 10 plus 0. Intelligence is 9, modifier minus 1. By the way, if I'm messing up anything, I'm sorry. I know nothing about D&D. All the more complex stuff with points and stuff and involving the dice was all my friend, all our DM yesterday. I had no idea how to do any of it. Wisdom is 12 with a modifier plus 1. Proficiency bonus plus 2, armor class 12, initiative plus 2, speed 30 feet. Other proficiencies and languages, I just put Elvish and Common. I believe bards can learn one other language if they want, but I didn't put anything down. Equipment, loot, short bow and arrow, dagger, and leather armor. And then it has, features and traits and, attacks and spell casting, which I could read out, but, it's just, it's long, kind of a waste of time. It's, the bardic inspiration and stuff. And, yeah. And just what spells they can use. Oh, I forgot to put mood swings down. One of the suggestions for a bard's personality traits were changes mood or mind as quickly as they change key in a song, which fits Elsie pretty well. Still very childish, despite being so bloody old. Okay, sorry, I had to take a break, but it's really dark out here now. I'm gonna get eaten alive by mozzies, but I have to do this for you guys. For Elsie, a writer of songs and poems, instrumentalist, very friendly and a bit too trusting. They are relatively unreliable in their group because of that. Doesn't care for jokes or sarcasm. Will tell you a bunch of random facts you don't care about. Loves to go on adventures and travel, but has absolutely no sense of direction and is lost easily. Bouncy, bubbly, and excitable. Pretty unfazed by traumatic events, as she has seen a lot. Child name was Erin. Occasionally called that by other elves still. Because elves have child names, and once they declare themselves adults, they get a new name, which is kind of cool, but also would be kind of annoying, but her accent is strange. Star kind of mixes bits from everywhere. For example, she'll call you Lassie and then suddenly have a London accent and then randomly switch to Elvish and be like what, because sometimes she switches accidentally and forgets people can't understand them. Loves nature, often has flowers of bracken woven through their hair. Her hair is unnaturally golden, pretty long, like my length, which you is like it's like halfway down my back. Or like, I don't know, to my chest. Sun-kissed freckles, suntanned ivory skin that's not quite bronze, yet pretty round face. They're very short, in brackets shorter than me, which you also wouldn't know, but yeah, short. Iris is like the sky. By the way, Iris is like the sky. I did steal this idea. We'll base it off of kind of stealing. It is kind of stealing. Off a fanfic I read. I can find it. I'll find it. Hang on. It's from a fanfic. It's a series. The first one's called Amethyst and Flowers on the Table. And then bracket. Is it real or a fable? Bracket by Bones and the Bees on AO3. And the second, the sequel to that, in which the description that Elsie's eyes are based off is actually in, is called Under the Pear Tree, brackets, Shadows and Light Conspiring, bracket, by Bones and the Bees. Yeah, but anyway, the description is Sar's eyes are blue and cloudless when happy. Well, quote unquote cloudless when happy. A few white shapes in the circles when neutral. Thunderstorm, like dark grey eyes that glow / flash occasionally and when angry. Night sky when using dark vision. Because like I think type of elves have dark vision. And the next thing, often dresses in pale green corsets and flowy maxi skirts of the same color. Best friends with Bailey, which is my friend's character. Bond to that character. Is attached to her guitar. I thought that said attracted and I was really confused. Is attached to her guitar, but also uses it as a weapon. So is always, it's always quite funny when Star's like, oh no, my string broke, when she was literally using it to bash people's head in. Anyway, that's all for this episode. I'll see you next time.